right, continuing on with the conversation now. There's a lot of conflicting information out there. A lot of conflicting information out there. Let me give you an example. A scientific panel told the White House, according to CNN last night, that research shows the coronavirus can be spread not just by sneezing and coughing, but by talking or just breathing, they say. While the current coronavirus-specific research is limited, the results of available studies are consistent with the virus being aerosolized, put into the air, from normal breathing. That, according to a letter written by Harvey Feinberg, chairman of the committee of the National Academy of Sciences, telling CNN he will start wearing a mask when he goes to the grocery store. I'm not going to wear a surgical mask because clinicians need those, but I have a nice Western-style bandana I might wear. So, again, here we are. Masks work. They didn't tell us the truth about it, but masks work. I got 34 studies here. Okay, so you've got, you know, that it could just be breathing and it spreads out. Now, if that were true, I think the case numbers would be a lot higher. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm mistaken. But let me give you an example of what I mean. Alex Berenson is a former reporter for the New York Times, author of 14 books, went to Yale. And he says in New York, there's a big indication that the cases are not going up as predicted. On April 1st, statewide in New York, there were 12,000-plus cases of COVID-19, 3,000 hospitalized. Excuse me, 12,000 hospitalizations, 3,000 in the ICU, 80,000 cases in New York State. But he says the problem with it is that 6 days prior to the 1st of April, the model predicted that 50,000 New York residents would be hospitalized and thousands more would be in ICU, and it just hasn't come to pass. He says it's been overstated by four times. And he said part of it is coding and testing issues. You see, right now, anybody that tests positive for COVID and dies for any reason, that's attributed to COVID-19. And he argues that death is a lagging indicator. And the way deaths are now being counted almost everywhere is that anyone with a positive test is added. Anyone. So you can't distinguish categories of old and sick and the infirm that may have passed away from 100 different things. So we have both a coding and testing issue making the death counts grow, he argues. But he says hospitalizations, those are leading indicators of genuine illness, like community spread, a subset of which will eventually lead to ventilator care or death in the days or weeks that follow. In fact, the hospitalization peak, he says, seemed to have already come about 15 to 20 days ago because the hospitalization rates have been relatively flat for the last 10 days. In fact, yesterday, Governor Cuomo of New York, during his press briefing he holds every day, made the comment that the discharges from New York hospitals were the same as those of new patients coming in. It was flat. Hospitalization numbers are important because if you get infected, it takes maybe 3, 4, 5 days on average to show the symptoms. 5, 6, 7 days more before you're sick enough to be hospitalized. That is a 10 to 12 day lag. And the lockdowns in New York and elsewhere really started in earnest 10 to 12 days ago, certainly in New York City. And for about 10 days now, the hospitalization numbers have been relatively flat. People got away from each other. He says look for some real big changes in the messaging. When they project 50,000 hospitalizations on April 1st and it's only 12,000, that's wrong by four times. That's a significant error in the modeling. And we're putting everything on these models. And they're not coming to pass properly. New York City has now presented new cases, new hospitalizations, and new death data by age and, most importantly, by day. It speaks for itself. More importantly, new hospitalizations have been flat for 10-plus days. They peaked early last week, according to Mr. Berenson. Oh, and expect the messaging to change. And Imperial College, the ones that told us that 3.3 million Americans would die, they're coming up with new models. Lots of talk about a huge hidden global death count in poor countries. Imperial College going to work on this. Never mind that poor country demographics would predict exactly the opposite of that. And the smart epidemiologists have already realized this, so expect a messaging change in the next 48 to 96 hours, says Berenson. The lockdowns have worked better than expected, but let's keep them through April just to be safe. Contact tracing is coming and will be very effective, i.e. apps. Sign up. Let Big Brother watch where you go, who you see. Tracking apps to detect the sick. The jobless claims are now 6.6 million, by the way. 6.6 million, that's the prediction. They doubled. More bad news. Massive surge in jobless claims. What would you expect? We've shut the country down. 3.3 million last year, or last week, 6.6 million this week. Remember, the worst time in the entire 2008 economic shutdown, 800,000 claims in a single month. We now have 9.9 million in 2 weeks. 9.9 million unemployment claims in 2 weeks. So the market's going to take another bloodbath today. It will come back, especially if these numbers turn out to be right. If New York is flattening, and we'll watch the numbers in Michigan and Louisiana, California and Washington seem to have flattened it pretty well. They are not overwhelmed. Cedars-Sinai had 50 patients on March 17th and 115 on March 31st, increasing 5 patients a day. That's a huge hospital in the middle of Los Angeles. Hello. That's why this is the No Panic Zone. Facts only, please. We'll get through this together. I'm Steve Gruber. We'll be back right after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.